The letter The Guardian wouldn't print John Mann's Israel hypocrisy in response to John Mann's outrageous attacks on the left as anti-Semitic. Socialist Party Executive Committee member Clive Heemskerk wrote to The Guardian. The Guardian declined to print his letter. Hardly a surprise, given its editorial opposition to Corbyn's anti-austerity message. The Socialist publishes the full letter below. That the serious issue of anti-Semitism is being used as a proxy charge against Jeremy Corbyn's leadership of the Labour Party is confirmed for me by the high-profile role of John Mann MP. As a militant supporter in the early 1980s, I sat on the National Committee of the National Organization of Labour Students Knowles alongside Mann. He was a leading figure in an anti-militant organization, known as Clause 4, and, for 2 years, the chair of Knowles 1983-84. Within Knowles, militant was falsely attacked by the Clause 4 group for not supporting the Palestinians, because we stood for the right of two states, Israel and Palestine, to exist side by side, which we argued, would be possible on a socialist basis. The Clause 4 led Knowles, on the other hand, argued that the national rights of Israelis must be subsumed into a single, capitalist state, a secular, democratic state in the whole of Palestine. Ferocious. I remember being ferociously attacked in Knowles meetings for refusing to give the demanded unconditional support to the Palestine Liberation Organization PLO. Militant instead criticized the PLO as being unable to make an internationalist class appeal to Israeli workers, essential to defeat the Israeli ruling class, not least because at that time the PLO refused to recognize the right of Israel to exist. John Mann's apostasy on Israel-Palestine is not surprising. I assume he has also thrown out the Tony Benford deputy badge that Knowles produced for the 1981 Labour Party deputy leadership contest. But nobody should have any doubt that Jeremy Corbyn is his and his fellow Blairites' real target. The left, inside and outside the Labour Party, needs to fight back hard